Welcome to the show, Art in the Valley. This is Sherry Jackson. Each week we look forward to learning about talented people in our valley. So let's learn together who, why, where art can be found. Please join me on our journey to Art in the Valley with Radio Free Palmer. Okay, well, thanks for tuning in to Radio Free Palmer, Art in the Valley. Tonight we have James Lassiter, and I'm going to turn the mic over to him, and he's going to fill us in on a little bit of his biography and let us know where he's been, what he's doing, and where he's going to go.
That's right. James Lassiter. I live in Palmer. Lived here for 32 years. Alaska for 47. Came with my dad when I was 11. He was in the military. I've played guitar since about 1969. The very first gig I ever had was I played at the Walk for Hope in Anchorage at the Fairview Elementary School. I've been playing for a long time, of course, and still learning all the time, and just having a really good time playing. Got a new CD out now, a little thing called, the name of the CD is One More River to Cross.
And James, you told me that was your second CD this year, so you've been quite busy.
I have. I'm a pretty prolific songwriter. I write a lot of songs. They don't all make the grade for a CD. So what I like to try to do if I'm going to do like 10 songs on a CD, is I will write like 40 songs.
Okay.
And it's amazing how many you write that aren't good, but a lot of them are good. Really, the best ones are always the ones that take like 3 minutes to write.
That's true.
It's amazing.
That's true.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Well, I hope that you plan on sharing a song or two with us today.
I will. You bet. You bet. I've got some new ones to play. I'm going to be touring this summer with Gary Sloan, the blues musician. Gary lives in Arkansas now, but he was in Alaska for, I think, 33 or 34 years, but he's moved to Arkansas, and he plays all over down the south there, up in Kansas City, all around Diamond City, Arkansas. And but he comes up here every summer. This is like the fifth or sixth summer that I've toured with Gary Sloan, and this would be Gary Sloan's 50th year playing blues. And he has a new CD too, and we're going to be playing together. We're going to be doing some duo. We're going to be doing some full band stuff with drummers and bass players with us. And this weekend, we'll be out at the Fairview Inn in Talkeetna. We're going to be playing in the park at 5 o'clock, and then we'll be playing inside the Fairview Inn at 10 o'clock.
Oh, that's amazing. Thank you.
It'll be fun.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, I like Talkeetna. And Saturday, we're at the Last Frontier Brewing Company in Wasilla at 6:30.
Okay.
As a duo.
Well, yeah. I'm a Wasillian. I guess I should stop by.
Yeah, they got good food there.
Yes.
Yeah, they do.
I know we were talking about how you enjoyed playing at places that serve food, so that's always a good plus.
Yeah, that is. And they do have good food there, and it's a nice atmosphere. And I've kind of gravitated to that over the years after I spent my younger years. I played in a lot of rock bands. And, I mean, I play like at Chilkoots for 5 years one time straight.
Oh,
so.
So you've been on that scene.
I've been on that scene, yeah, and I've kind of got burned out of that. I really like playing the dinner clubs. I play a lot of private parties. I'm really busy at Christmas playing a lot of private parties, so.
Well, good. Well,
have fun doing that.
I'm glad that you were able to come in today. What an interesting journey you've had.
Yes, it has been. Used to be a school bus driver, worked in lumber yards, but I've always played music on the side. And kind of now, as I'm older, I've kind of just, especially now I have a recording studio at my home, I've just started recording a lot, and I'm going to try to make a go of selling my music to the world.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, let's go back to earlier when we were talking, you told me that you worked for a mushroom company. I personally had no idea that there was a mushroom company here in Palmer. So.
Yep, it's over the industrial complex. It used to be over there. I'm not sure what's over there now. It used to be Terrasond. Terrasond.
Oh, okay.
Used to be over there in that building, but I'm not sure what's there. But in the old days, yeah, it was a mushroom factory at one end, and then it was United Building. And I started working at the mushroom place, and then I got a job working at the building supply place, United Building Supply. Okay. So,
wow. Yeah. That's just incredible. So, well, please share a song with us.
Okay. I can do that for you. We'll do a... I think I'll do, this is, I think it's the first song off the album. Yeah, a little thing called Far Away. Far away, across the sea, there's a girl who loves me, eyes of blue, hair of gold. She's waiting there for me. I've never seen her and do not know her name. She's the gal of my dreams, far away, across the sea. She's waiting there for me. I may fly across the world where that girl waits for me, way up high in the sky. She's waiting there for me. I've never seen her and do not know her name. She's the gal of my dream, far away, across the sea. She's waiting there for me. She's waiting there for me. She is waiting there for me.
Oh, that was fantastic. Thanks, right. James. who inspired you to start playing guitar?
I think my dad had a lot of records, and my dad was listened to country a lot. And surprisingly enough, even though I kind of grew up in the rock and roll era of the 60s, and I did like rock and roll, but I've kind of always liked all kinds of music. My mother was a dancer with the Glenn Miller Band. She used to dance with the Glenn Miller Band, and she was lucky enough didn't go on the flight with them when they disappeared in England. Mm-hmm. But my mom was a big singer, and she danced around the house. I think that was really my big musical inspiration, was probably my mother. But as far as guitar playing went, my dad had all these Chet Atkins records. Okay. And so I learned to do all that, what you'd call thumb alternate picking,
mm-hmm.
Getting that thumb thing going. And I've always liked that stuff. And I've always played some of it. And I've played a lot of rock and roll. But I kind of really, really like all music. If it's good, I like it.
Well, that's great. That's great. I know my mother was very musical, and it was just made your whole upbringing, a great environment to be in. So
yeah, a story I have is she used to always, whenever she'd be cooking a whole chicken, she would hold it up by the wings and make it dance around in the sink. I remember that as a little kid. She would be singing some Broadway song from South Pacific or something,
With the dancing chicken.
With the dancing chicken.
Oh, that's an awesome memory.
It is. She had a good sense of humor, but she sang and danced around a lot. It was great.
Oh, that's good.
Great.
So, Well, let's go ahead and have you play another song for us so we can close out this segment. And I'd like to thank you for coming in. Really appreciate it. And I really enjoyed it and hope everyone out there in Radioland has enjoyed it too.
So. Okay. You bet. I'm going to, I'll do one, this is actually the title song off my new CD called One More River to Cross. And this is kind of a blues-oriented one a little bit more. I've been up, and I've been down, and I've been up, and I've been down, and I've got one more river to cross. Well, I've been red, and I've been blue, and I've been red, and I've been blue, and I've been everywhere, and I got one more river to cross. There muddy waters on my shoes, I have got them old walking blue, night after night in my head. I remember what the good man said. Lost, and I've been found, and I've been lost, and I've been found, and I've got one more place, I got one more river to cross, and I've been here and there, and I got one more river to cross.
Thank you so much, James. And where can we pick up a copy of your CD?
Right now, you'll have to come to one of the gigs, but I will have it on iTunes and CD Baby soon. It'll be under James D. Lassiter. One More River to Cross is the name of this CD. The other one is actually one I did with Robert Howard, the duo Sonics, and it was called Cadillac Fever, and that one's out too.
Great.
And I'll have them both for sale, and I'll be with Gary Sloan.
Okay, but let's go again. Where are you going to be this weekend?
This weekend, Friday, we'll be at the Fairview in Talkeetna at 10 o'clock, and we're playing at the park in Talkeetna at 5 o'clock also.
Okay.
And Saturday at the Last Frontier Brewing Company in Wasilla at 6:30.
Great. Well, thank you for tuning in to Art in the Valley. We have Felicia Disseminy and from Mat-Su College, and she has some fun events that she wants to talk to us about this weekend that are upcoming. But first, Felicia, can you give us a little background?
Sure. I came to the Valley 3 years ago. I am the associate professor at Mat-Su College, and I teach drawing, painting, a lot of studio courses, 3D design, and art history. I studied painting and drawing for my BFA. I have a master's degree in expressive painting and playwriting, and I have a doctorate in interdisciplinary studies, mainly arts-based research and art history. So I'm classically trained, and I love abstraction. So I have the best of both worlds.
Well, that's great. But, okay, so tell us, who inspired you to become an artist in the very beginning?
I've been an artist since I was 3. I come from a very artistic family. So art was always something that was very important to my large family. It was a great education.
That's great. Well, you've had quite the journey so far.
Yes, 4,800 miles. I'm originally from the East Coast.
Oh, great.
New to the Valley. Yeah, I love it here.
Yes, but the East Coast is beautiful, too, and it's quite inspiring when I've gone to visit there.
Yeah. I used to live in Cape Cod, and the light in Cape Cod is nothing like the light in Alaska. Alaska's got it beat.
Oh, dear. Okay, well, that's good to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know that you're in charge of the Mockingtons Art Festival that's going to be happening this weekend.
Yes.
So how did that come about?
Well, actually, that was started by Suzanne Bach and a group of volunteers, the Fine Arts Advisory Council. And they got together and they realized that there were so many artists in the Valley that go outside to get their training. And it's very it's exorbitant. So they decided to have a community fundraiser to see if they could bring artists to the college and honor Fred and Sarah Mockingtons for their good works and their. Well, so that's how this started. And then Suzanne ran it for, I believe, 2 years, and I'm this is my 3rd year.
So. Well, great. So it's the 5th year.
It is the 5th year, yes.
What an amazing event it is.
Oh, it is.
And every year I've seen the progression grow just a little bit more. And so this year with the Raku pottery and the poetry slams, just a diversity.
Mm-hmm.
And it encompasses everything.
Yes. So we have a writer's conference. We have printmaking, we have photography, digital photography. This year we have 4 2-day workshops so people can get a little more entrenched in their learning. We have, like you said, the spoken word and poetry slam. But we also have some new things like Zentangle, where we draw in a meditative state. So that's very, very cool.
I saw that. I was very interested in perhaps taking that.
Oh, that would be great. I think that's sold out.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh,
we have
next year.
Yes, we have several that have sold out, but we do have room in some of the workshops.
Great. And so how would someone go about signing up?
Oh, well, it's really easy. They go to the Matsu website and they click on the slider or the image of the Mockingtons Festival. Click on it, it'll bring you right to the registration page. You look at the classes that you're interested in and you can register online. It's very easy this year.
Okay, is there an absolute cutoff time?
No.
To register?
No, there's no cutoff. We'll accept walk-ins on Friday and Saturday.
Oh, great. That's good to know.
Yeah.
That's good to know. And what's the approximate cost for these different workshops and classes?
It depends on the workshop because sometimes the materials are included in the price of the workshop, and sometimes you bring your own materials. So we have a range of about $30 to about $75 for the 1 day.
Okay, and all that information will be on the website.
Absolutely,
okay.
Yes.
Great.
All right.
So is there something that in your personal art life that's coming up that you'd like to share with us?
Well, I have a show I'm in a group show every year, and so I have a show coming up in February on the East Coast. But I'm really thrilled to be taking Carl Apkin's portrait painting class.
Oh.
So I'm thrilled to do that. Portraits are my specialty, and I think Carl Apkin is phenomenal. And what's really great is that we have Dean Larson doing the portraits on his 4-day, but I'm too busy to take that.
Oh, dear.
So. But I just had someone tell me how incredibly moved they were that the college offers this festival and that she could study with Dean.
She had tears in her eyes. Oh. It was really, it just made all this hard work so worth it.
Well, good. Good
yeah,
for
it
you.
It was a thrill.
But, well, and thank you for all of your hard work and,
well,
and efforts towards our art in the valley here.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure.
And I hope to have you on again soon.
Okay. All Sounds
right.
good.
So take care.
Thank you.
How do you do, Mr. Mike?
I have a lot of respect.
Whenever you're ready, go.
We can get around.
All right. Our next guest is Carmen Summerfield, and she happens to serve on the board of the Museum of Alaska Transportation and Industry, which I am connected with as a director. So go ahead, Carmen, and tell us, you know, who and, you know, where, why, and how Valley Arts Alliance came to be.
Okay, well, thank you for inviting me, and thank you for all the work you do for the museum as well. So,
well, thank you.
That's a really neat place, by the way, to have the museum here, and that's a really a treasure, I think, that can be explored more by everybody, I think. All
Very
the neat
true.
Stuff we
Very
have.
True.
Okay. Because I like airplanes, so that's how I came up here. I worked for one of the legacy carriers, I still do, and got based here in Alaska. Really love the mountains here and also the people. I mean, there are some very interesting artists here, and that's kind of why we started the Arts Alliance, also bringing the community together through the arts, because there are all these different artists, and it would be neat to bring them together having these different events, like, you know, the Wearable Art Show is one of our signature events that we do every year, and Art on Fire, which we do at, at the Museum of Alaska Transportation and Industry right there in Wasilla.
That's true, mm-hmm. And we enjoy you being there.
Okay,
so,
we're good.
So, okay, so you have an accent.
Mm-hmm.
So let's not deny. We're
right.
not going to deny
I know that. I can get rid of it, but I'll just keep it. You know.
Okay. So.
So I was actually born in Venezuela, but this is not Spanish. Spanish accent. It's Dutch. I grew up in the Netherlands, and then I immigrated to the United States. So.
Well, we're glad you're here.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm. So welcome.
Yeah. And with my education over there, which was a little different, you had to take these career paths, and mine was more science, and you would have to drop art then. And I enjoyed the arts, but that was the system. You had to drop it. So I really missed that, and that's why I really got involved in the arts again when we moved to Alaska. And I really like that. It's something that's very important, I think, for people to realize that science is one thing, but to come up with different ideas, you need to explore, and I think the arts can really help you there. And there's so many different media you can explore.
Well, and that's so true. And I believe that one of the things that impressed me 1 year was when you put together the flash dance. You know, at the museum during the event, but it was modeled after the flash dance at the Antwerp
train station. Yes.
And so was,
yeah, a flash mob. That was great.
Yeah.
So that's dance, and that to put that at an event like Art on Fire, I thought was great, because to have something unique like that happening.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. So it's basically almost like performing arts, but that fits everywhere too. And that's what I like about wearable art, too, because that's a little bit of performing arts and, of course, fashion and all kinds of media that people use there. And then that's, of course, our February event. But then to do something in June to pour cast iron sculptures, I think that's really neat, you know, to do that at the museum.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then also the Alaska Home Companion show is sure it features, you know, comedians to musicians to... Even wearable art designers have modeled their.
And that's what we like to do too through the Arts Alliance is especially people make these beautiful pieces of art and then show them several times, because it does take a lot of work.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So how would one go about becoming a member of the Valley Arts Alliance?
Well, the best way is to check our website, valleyartsalliance.com. It's an all nonprofit organization. .org was already taken, so we're all volunteer. And definitely check archives, and you see all the different events there that we do. And then we meet every Thursday at Sophia's. That's down the, it's technically called Midtown, on the Palmer Wasilla Highway. And Sophia's Cafe, and we meet there at 11 for, you know, a cup of coffee or lunch. Very informal, and you can check with other artists or people interested in the arts there. And you can always give me an email, carmen@valleyartsalliance.com, and ask for any questions there. And membership is free, by the way.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So are there... Are you needing volunteers for your upcoming event?
Always, or? Yes, always. So Art on Fire is June 27th on a Saturday, and it's 10 to 5 at the Transportation Museum.
And we're gonna have some other people on in a couple of weeks to talk more about it too. Right. But it's such a great event, and I always try to go to each booth to participate in either the scratch block or the raku firing. And
the blacksmiths are there.
The encaustic wax.
Yeah, and encaustic wax, yeah. And then we have something coming up actually this weekend on Saturday at the airport here. There's a fly-in that we added some aviation art to that. And it's at the hangar at the... Well, let's see. I always call that the end where the golf course is. On that end, there's a hangar with New Horizons.
Okay.
And they have a fly-in there. And then for Second Saturday, we send out a newsletter, and Second Saturday is not something the Arts Alliance owns. It's something that happens all over the United States. And also First Friday, but we didn't want to compete with Anchorage. So there's a Second Saturday. And people can send me an email, too, if they have events that happen to... be on a Second Saturday. Definitely it can be educational, art, you know, doesn't entertainment, it doesn't really matter. We just want to have people or give them a destination on a Second Saturday. And we're working with Gro Palmer on the one in June, the Second Saturday in June, which is the 13th, and that's going to be like 10 till 2. Gro Palmer, that's right here, of course, in Palmer, and they... help plant vegetables and flowers too, but mostly vegetables. And it's out by the Salvation Army, and they have a mural there that they're working on, a really neat tree mural with where you can put your handprints on there.
Oh, awesome.
So that's fun. That's on the second Saturday in June. So we'll send the newsletter around on that one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. So we work, to hear about that.
So we work with different organizations, museums, libraries, the Alaska State Council on the Arts, we've worked with them too. So that's, and the Sutton Library, we're going to do something with them with mosaics on in their garden. So that's,
oh, good.
That's neat. Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah, so basically Valley-wide.
Good. Mm-hmm. Well, I know Felicia is still here in the studio with us, but have either one of you heard about the Alaska Free Friday? Free Art Fridays.
I just read about that on Facebook the other
day. Yes, it's just like an incredible growth here just this past couple of weeks of artists going out and hiding their art on Friday.
Neat.
You
neat.
Join their Facebook page. Mm-hmm. You go out and you hide a piece of art and you give clues. You take a picture of your piece and you give clues to it, and then people go out and find it. And it's just to encourage good community spirit and just, you know, passing things on and move and giving forward. And so, but the I've just watched the amount of people that it has just, the social media on that has just grown.
It's explosive.
It has, and it's just...
awesome.
So I can't wait. I'm looking forward to that till Friday.
So
you should keep an eye out. So I was just curious, Dave, if either one of you have seen that. But the social media around here in the valley has really been explosive.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's what I found, too, is even on our Thursday meetings, too, where people come in and then you find out they don't live that far from you. But we're kind of spread out still. And we're all in this valley together.
That's true.
And then you do find people that actually don't live that far away, or they even, you know, people find each other through social media.
Right. But and that's what's great about living here in our valley is that we are such a, we're still a community, even though we are in different towns, but we still, we have our knit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bond. So, well, thank you both for being here. This is, you know, the second show of mine, and I hope that you've enjoyed it and that we can continue on. So if you're interested in being on the show, please contact me. My email address is Maddie, M-A-T-I, at mtaonline.net. Or you can give me a call at the Museum of Alaska Transportation and Industry. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you.
All right, with this segment of our show of Faces, Places, Sounds, and Things, I'd like to let you know of a few things going on this weekend. We have the 5th Annual Mockingtons Art Festival. That's June 5th and 6th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and that is located at the Matsu College. We also have the Blast from the Past, which is at the Museum of Alaska Transportation and Industry. This is a free event, and it is Saturday and Sunday, June 6th and 7th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Then we'll have the Rebels Blues Band playing at Mad Hatcher Pizzeria starting Friday evening at 8 p.m. until 11 p.m. Also happening this weekend is the Dorothy Page Museum Summer Block Party. They'll have vendors, wagon rides, kid activities, and food vendors. And then coming up on Wednesday night at the museum, they will have Moose Jaws, Gold Mining Tales. So don't miss out. Enjoy your weekend, have fun, enjoy life, and be creative.